This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Over the weekend, we passed a mobile milestone. 20 years ago Saturday, IBM's Simon phone went on sale. It had a screen, a calendar, and it could send email, making it, by some measures, the world's first smartphone. A review from the website Byte.com said in 1994, quote, "Whether or not Simon is your idea of the ultimate personal communicator depends on how appealing you find the combination of voice calls and email." Oh, man, that is hilarious. So what was Simon actually like? BBC Tech reporter Claire Brennan is here to tell us. Hi, Claire.
Hi there.
What was this phone like and how is it different from today's phones?
It was called the IBM Simon, and it looked and felt very different from the modern iPhones and Androids that you or I would be used to. It wasn't quite as slick, shall we say. It actually got its name, Simon, from the children's game Simon Says.
I remember that game, totally.
Exactly. So I guess that was a bit of a marketing ploy by them, as it alluded to the fact that this was quite simple to use and would really do whatever you told it to. Looks-wise, it was quite chunky. It was a big grey box that weighed around half a kilo. It had an LCD screen with a stylus and some touchscreen technology, which was about, the screen was about the same size as your iPhone 4 would be. So in that way, I guess it did look sort of modern, but you know, in many ways it really was revolutionary, and I guess we shouldn't go judging phones by their covers.
How successful was the IBM Simon?
It was only available in the United States, so it only sold about 50,000 models. But from a technical point of view, it really was remarkable, particularly for businessmen who would have spent long periods on the road. You know, they could update their calendars. Then if they managed to find an internet connection, they could send emails as well. So it combined all of these digital features with a transportable phone. And the price tag was quite high, even by today's standards.
How much?
When it first went on the market, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It cost $899.
Woo.
Which back in 1994, yeah, even in 2014, it's a lot of money. So in 1994, it was even more expensive. So I guess, yeah, it was a victim of all those things. Its size, its expense, and also the lack of a digital infrastructure in those days. There wasn't the same level of connectivity that we have today. So it wasn't as simple as opening up your Gmail and firing off a few emails. It really was a bit more technical to use.
Well, Claire Brennan, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.